Hi, my name is Amanda, and I'm here with
Lena.
Lena.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Lena is part of TCC Northeast Campus's ESL program, and we're doing an oral history interview to have her tell us about her life and how TCC has helped her achieve things. Okay, so can you state your name, age, and your city of origin?
Okay, my name is Fufo, but you can call me Lena.
Lena?
Yeah, and I live in Tulsa.
Okay. And where are you from originally?
I'm from Vietnam.
Vietnam?
Yes. Okay.
So, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21?
Yes.
Okay. I'm 30. So how long have you been in the United States?
I have been in the United States for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the first year, I just stayed home and tried to learn English. And when I know to the TCC, they have ESL. And then I come to and enroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is my second semester in ESL.
Second semester?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you know any English before you came here?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit?
Yeah.
That's good. And what made you decide Tulsa, Oklahoma out of all the United States?
Oh, because my family live here. Okay. So I moved from Vietnam to here.
Okay.
Yeah, and live with them.
Okay. Who in your family came here?
My uncle.
Your uncle?
My aunt. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So what is your hometown like from Vietnam?
My hometown, they don't use car, they ride motorbike.
Yeah.
And in my city, it has beach.
Okay.
Yeah. And in Oklahoma, they don't have beach. So
yeah, we just have some lakes.
Yeah, lakes.
So do you still go to lakes here and stuff? Is it still fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Good. Now what are your plans after you graduate this? Do you plan to stay in America or go back to Vietnam?
Of course, I'll stay at here.
You want to stay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. So was it scary when you first moved here, or were you really excited?
I'm really excited.
Really excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it what you pictured before you came? Your expectations, was it different? Was it better?
Yeah, it's different than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's something that was surprising to you that you didn't know about?
Everything is bigger than Vietnam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger?
It's bigger.
Houses and everything?
Yeah.
Buildings?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Food, too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have food. Big portions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So what is your major that you're going to school for right now?
Before this semester?
Yeah.
I'll go to the college and I'll choose nursing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my program.
Okay. So say that again, your program of what?
Nursing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so are you only going to school right now, or do you have a job too?
Oh, I have a job too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a nail technician.
Nail tech? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Some more questions here on my laptop. So how long do you think it took you to adjust living here? Was it smooth transition? Was it pretty hard in the beginning?
It's hard at the beginning.
It was hard at the beginning? Yeah.
But now I'm okay right now. It's better.
It's better, yeah.
Yeah.
And does your family help you a lot? Or a little bit on your own?
My cousin, she helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Because she was born here, so she can speak English better than me a lot.
Oh, okay.
Like you.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So she helped me a lot.
Is she the same age as you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. So how did you find out about the TCC's bridge program? Did somebody tell you about it? Did you find it on your own?
Yeah, my cousin.
Your cousin?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. So is this where your family's from, Oklahoma, or did you move around a little bit?
No, we stay in.
You stay here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And do you have other family in Vietnam?
Right now they all here.
They're here?
Yeah, yeah, they're here.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have a little brother.
A little brother? Is he here or is he in Vietnam?
He's a ESF student too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So how does your Vietnamese culture like fare living here? Like, do you still practice it? Is it hard? Do you like the American way a little more, or?
I think I like American way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still like eat the traditional Vietnamese food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom cooks them every day.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Do you find like good restaurants from Vietnamese here, or is it kind of rare?
It's kind of weird. It's not the same flavor like in Vietnam.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's not as traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. Now, do you like American food a little bit?
Of course.
Yeah.
I like fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
Yeah.
What about, like, I know a lot of countries, like, talk about our sweets, you know, like how we have so many, like, sugary foods.
Yeah.
Like, do you like a lot of sweet stuff?
No.
Or no? No? It's too sweet?
Yeah, it's too sweet. I bought a birthday cake.
Yeah.
And I tried. It's too sweet.
Too sweet? A birthday cake?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of on our milder side, I would say, when it comes to our sweets. Because, you know, it gets out there. We got, like, sour candies. And
yeah, too sour.
Yeah, really sour stuff. Yeah, Sour Patch Kids are real popular. Yeah, and then they got all kinds of stuff and ice cream. They have a frozen yogurt place. Have you been there before?
Nah.
So, yeah, you, like, go and you get a cup and you put, like, whatever ice cream you want in it. And then you can go and put, like, there's tons of choices of candy. You can put, like, M&M's on it. You can put gummy worms on it. Mm-hmm. You can put, you know, Oreo crumbled up. You can do all kinds of candies, and then they weigh it, and that's how they charge you for it. But yeah, it can get crazy, and it's like overpowering because you can mix so many things into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I know that's something that's like a little crazy when it comes to our sweets here. So what advice would you give to other Vietnamese students who want to come and study in the United States?
My advice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, what, do you have any advice, like, to help them to come transition here, or, like, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, if I...
Like, let's say your friend, if you have a friend from Vietnamese and she wants to come do this, what advice would you give her?
Oh,
like,
so I think first, she should speak English.
Yeah.
Know to speak English.
Yeah.
And she should know what she will learn.
Yeah.
And she should be confident.
Yeah, confident.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, that sounds really good. Learn a little English before she comes here. That's definitely helpful in a new place, especially when you need to order food or anything.
Yeah.
So, how different is, like, the doctors, like, from there to here?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is it easier to go to the doctor here and get care than over there?
I don't think here is easy. In Vietnam, okay, if you're sick,
mm-hmm.
and you just come to the doctor and you don't need to make an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah, nope. But here we need to make appointment to see a doctor.
Yeah.
And it took a few months to see a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, it does take a while. Some of the waits are pretty long. Now, like, in the terms of, like, affordability, like, is it expensive over there to go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know it's expensive here, and we have a lot of the you have to have insurance and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we have to have insurance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that makes it a little tougher sometimes. So what has been the most difficult part of adapting? Like, is it the language? Is it the way we live, our food? What?
I think about language.
Language, that's hard for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find studying it difficult, or does it come a little easy for you?
It's difficult for
difficult?
Me.
Difficult? Yeah.
Because if I turn into a language, no, my major,
mm-hmm.
I need to know exactly the word about my major.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I understand that. How do you study English? Is it just through the college, or do you do other stuff at home to practice?
Yeah, I practice.
Yeah.
Because in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
I learned English when I was 12.
12?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was here just 2 years ago, so.
Okay.
It took a long time
yeah.
to.
Yeah, do you talk with people at home to study? Like, do you have any apps you use, like learning apps online?
Yeah, I use app online.
Yeah.
Because when I speak English with my brother,
mm-hmm.
he said, no, speak Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he don't like speak English with me.
Yeah, yeah, so it's a little difficult to talk with your you said your aunt and uncle live here. Do they speak English well?
Yeah, they speak English.
They do well. That's good.
I have two cousins. They live here, and
yeah.
they speak English.
Okay.
Like you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they Asian, but they, mm-hmm. yeah, they was born here.
Okay, was your aunt and uncle born here, or did they come here?
No, they come here.
They come
yeah.
here. But their kids are born here?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. What about your parents? Are they still in Vietnam, or how's that?
They're here too.
They're here too?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Do you have any grandparents here? Or
no,
are they still?
My grandfather,
mm-hmm.
he stay here, but he said the weather is too cold.
Too
so,
cold?
Yeah, he doesn't like, and he came to Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Is it always warm in Vietnam?
Yes, it's really hot.
Really hot?
Yeah.
yeah. Like all year?
Yeah, all year. And sometimes it's rainy.
Raining. So you don't ever get snow there?
No.
So
this is my first
this
time.
This is your first time having snow. What did you think about that when you first saw snow?
At the first time,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
But some after that, cold.
Yeah.
And I can go over there, go anywhere.
Yeah.
Just stay at home.
yeah, stay inside.
Yeah, because yeah. the snow is too much, so
yeah.
just stay at home.
Yeah, when you first saw it, did you run out and play in it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, it's really cold.
My hand was freezing
yeah.
when I touched it, and I, yeah.
Yeah, was it a lot of snow? Were
mm-hmm.
you able to, like, build a snowman and stuff?
Nah.
No, yeah. It seems like the last few years, our snows have been really light. I know years and years ago, like especially when I was a kid, our snows were like really deep. They've starting to get like just a few inches, and they seem to melt like within a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't seem like it lasts that long. It seems like quite a while ago that it used to last a lot longer, and it was a lot taller snow, because I remember being able to build snowmen, and now, you know, it's hard to even get enough snow to make snowballs, let alone a big snowman. So I know our snows aren't super deep right now, so I'm hoping we'll get one year we'll get a deeper one. So because I have some daughters, and they, you know, they go play in the snow and stuff, but it's like they want to sleep until noon, and then when they get up, they're like, oh, it's almost melted. And so, like, yeah, it's, you know, so they're like, oh, man. But, so that's really cool,
yeah,
to see about that. So, have you ever been to any other countries in the world? Or is America your
no,
first one?
Just America.
Just America?
Yeah. yeah.
Have you traveled America at all, like other states?
Yes.
Yeah.
We traveled to Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Yeah, Texas. Yeah, just dances.
Yeah. Did you go to the Six Flags Over Texas, or did
Six
you?
Six Flags.
Yeah, you went to the roller coasters?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have that over in Vietnam?
Yeah, but it's not big then.
Not big?
Yeah.
What do you think of how big ours is?
It's bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Like a lot of circle?
Yeah.
Just around.
Yeah. Was that like, did you like that, or was it really scary?
I liked it.
Yeah. Did you keep going on them a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went there as a teenager, and it was so much fun. I rode every ride. So, yeah, we have a smaller theme park like that here in Oklahoma.
Mm.
It's called Frontier City.
Yeah.
It's a lot smaller than Six Flags Over Texas, and then we have one in Missouri that's Silver Dollar City.
Mm.
So the one here in Oklahoma, it's a lot smaller than both of those. It's right outside Oklahoma City, so it's like an hour and a half from here in Tulsa. So if you want to go on a roller coaster again, it's not very far
I
from
will.
Here. Yeah, you should. It's called Frontier City.
Frontier City.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we took our girls there a couple years ago, and it was really fun. So the summer is it's pretty hot in the summer.
Yeah,
so
it's really
you want to go like in the cooler season and stuff, because the lines get really long in the summer.
Yeah.
Since all the kids are out of school. So if you go like this time of year or in the spring, it won't be as busy, and you'll probably have a lot more fun, be able to ride more rides quickly.
Mm.
But yeah, it's really nice. So yeah, and they got cool, you know, all that crazy food and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you like traveling?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I like traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Would you rather travel to warmer places or colder places?
I like colder.
Yeah, colder?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we have some good little mountain ranges, like in Colorado and stuff like that. That's a good destination people like to go when it's snowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a big tourist state, you know, especially when it's snowing there. They have a lot of... Colorado, it is...
Colorado.
Yeah, so it's just like a little bit west of us, a little bit northwest. So yeah, it's got some good places. Let's see. So, do you ever have plans of visiting Vietnam again?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I will in next year.
Yeah, this year?
Next year.
Oh, next year.
Yeah. Next year.
Yeah. Are you going back to see family or just to visit again?
Just visiting again.
Just to visit again? Yeah.
I visit my grandfather.
Grandfather?
And your grandmother too. Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. That's good. Let's see. So, how's your schoolwork going in your classes? Do you enjoy being in the ESL with the other students?
Yeah, I enjoy. And the teacher, they teach to they make me feel, I need to know more.
Get you excited to know more?
Yeah, I'm excited to know more. And when I don't understand something and I ask, they answer my question and I understand after that.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have other students from Vietnam in your class?
Nah.
No?
I don't.
You're the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any friends from the other students?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, they are my classmates.
Yeah.
Because some of them was my classmate last semester.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you've had them in other classes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Now, do you live by yourself or do you live with family?
I live with my parents.
Your parents?
And my brother.
And your brother?
Too. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool. Let's see. Do you plan, after you graduate, do you plan on continuing your degree?
Yes.
Further?
Yeah. Because at the first time, I applied to TCC.
Yeah.
and they require my English.
Okay.
But so I need to take ESL classes
Yeah.
to have a degree of English,
Yeah.
and then I can submit that to and go to the college.
Okay.
So because my first semester, and after that I took a TOEFL
Okay.
test
Yeah.
and I failed,
Oh.
so that's why I need to be here.
Okay. That makes sense. And do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Okay, so what are you learning now?
What I'm learning?
Yeah, what I'm learning.
I am going for early childhood education. So, I want to work with young children, either like, as like teacher's aide or daycare setting or something along those lines. I've always babysat and done daycare work since I was a teenager. So, I really enjoy working with children. So, that's what I'm going to school for. And I am halfway done with my degree right now. So, I still got a little bit to go. And I'm taking it slow because I do work and go to school, so it will take me a little longer to get my degree. But yeah, so
Yeah, just
I'm just
trust your
yeah,
path.
excited to have this opportunity and further my education. I enjoy learning, so I've having a good time with it and stuff. And it was really stressful in the beginning, but once I got into it, I was like, oh, this isn't too bad. So it's definitely a little hard, so at times, but I just work through it and take it, day by day and try my best.
Yeah,
So
for your best.
okay. And so do you have a message that you would like everyone to hear for your last?
With me, I think studying English is the good way to communicate with everyone.
Yeah.
Because, see, when you go around, travel around the world, they just use English.
Yeah.
So I think English is the best way for everyone.
Yeah. Yep, it definitely is helpful when you travel around to be able to learn the language and communicate, 'cause that is easy. So, okay. Well, thank you, Lena, for meeting with me and talking with us today. This, for a reminder, this is for the Oklahoma State University Archival. And I think that's it for today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.